Welcome to Lanyap, a feature about people, events, and issues on 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow, joined today by Amanda McDonald, board member at the Snyder Museum in Bastrop. Hi, Amanda.
Hello.
Glad you're with us today on here on Lanyap. You have a special exhibit coming. Well, it's already started at the Snyder Museum, but a big weekend that folks can come see a world-renowned artist, Clementine Hunter. Tell me a little bit about what's going on at the Snyder.
Well, we have over 50 pieces from a private collection of Clementine Hunter. We have paintings, and we also have objects. You know, she painted on whatever she could find, and we have some vases, some bottles, a box. And we have them all exhibited. It's Tom Whitehead's collection. He's from Natchitoches, and it's his private collection.
And Clementine Hunter was born in the 1880s, lived a ripe old life till 1988. So what, 101 years old when she died? From the Natchitoches area, grew up as a young African-American woman seeing in the 1880s, still seeing the effects of the end of the Civil War. One of her parents was a slave. Her grandmother was a slave. Mm-hmm. And so I guess she grew up seeing how the world was slowly changing. And her artwork is kind of a depiction of life growing up in the late 1800s into the early 1900s.
Right. It was an era when everything was done by hand. It was lots of work, lots of hard labor. She's got pictures of people picking cotton, wash days with the big pot, sitting over an open fire outside to wash the clothes. She's got pictures of baptisms and just all kinds of other, celebrations that they had, weddings and even births of a baby. She's got a picture of her house burning down and then her getting a private line, a telephone line.
Lots of farm work in those paintings, too.
Yes, yes.
Lots of working in the fields. She grew up in the Natchitoches area, the Cane River area here. Her grandparents, one of them was a slave and grew up on a plantation that was later the backbone for a very famous novel. You remember?
Yes, the Uncle Tom's Cabin.
Yep, Uncle Tom's Cabin. And so I guess, she probably heard a lot of stories from her parents as she was a young woman, and I think that may influence that art quite a bit.
Right. As a matter of fact, she painted her version of Uncle Tom's Cabin, and we do have that hanging in the museum right now as well.
Wow. And this will be the Snyder Museum in Bastrop. If you're just joining us, this is Amanda McDonald, the Clementine Hunter exhibit going on. I asked you a moment ago how to describe the artwork, because some of the artwork is rather basic and sort of juvenile looking, you said that's not really the key to why this art is important.
Well, we talked about, I think it's the story that depicts that era. We don't have a lot of written stories from that era or from the people that actually worked the fields. And so I think her story is probably more important than the actual aspects of the art. Although the art is bright and colorful, I guess that kind of makes it more juvenile, but I think it's more the storyline, and that she was self-taught, that brings her story to life.
Well, let's talk about that. You told me she grew up near Melrose Plantation.
On
Melrose Plantation, and began working there as a young woman, and you said that was sort of a mecca that artists from all over the world came to Melrose Plantation.
Right. They would come and stay for weeks, and they would paint, or they would maybe create poetry or whatever, whatever they did. But they would come for long periods of time. And so she, cleaning up after them in the house, she would, I guess, be kind of looking over their shoulder is what I imagine happening and telling herself, well, I think I could do that. And that's what the story, line goes, that she picked up some discarded paints and took them back to, to her little house and set her mind to it, as she put it, to paint.
Her artwork at first, she was just about giving the stuff away, like a quarter a painting.
Right. I think she charged maybe 25 cents to look. And then years later, it went up to 50 cents if you wanted to just come by and look. But yes, her artwork sold for very little at first. And then as the years went by, you know, a little more, she earned enough money to buy herself a trailer house when her home burned. She earned enough money to live comfortably from selling her art.
The art then became more popular, quite popular, and she's one of the most well-known and respected African-American artists that, you know, is taking a look at that time after the Civil War and into the early 1900s. The stuff got really expensive, didn't it?
Right, it did, and now it's quite something to have a piece, you know, of hers, an original in your collection.
So expensive that folks even tried to copy it.
Definitely. There was an FBI investigation. This happened after her death. Then some, like Tom Whitehead, whose collection we have and who wrote books about Clementine, he was involved in this investigation. Some people in the know saw that there were new Clementines coming out on the market, and people were buying them, and so that started a pretty long, you know, investigation. But they did find who was making it, and then they found the people that were selling it as originals, and that person's in jail and paying hefty fines.
She's often described as the Black Grandma Moses. Clementine Hunter, the exhibit is at the Snyder Museum in Bastrop. What are the hours at the Snyder that the exhibit is open?
We are open from Tuesday to Friday from 9 to 4, but we will offer you other appointments that are available. Just call the museum, 281-8760, and we will try to accommodate you and your schedule. If you want to come to Bastrop, we will try to accommodate you.
That's Amanda McDonald with the Snyder Museum. Amanda, if somebody wants to find out more about this, they can visit your Facebook.
Yes, Facebook, Snyder Museum. But please come Sunday from 2 to 4. We're having an open house with Tom Whitehead to tell you all you want to know about Clementine.
Clementine Hunter, Snyder Museum of Bastrop. You've been listening to Lanyap. For this and other Lanyaps, visit our website at kedm.org.